Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. اما بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ There are many blessings in reciting درود پاک upon the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم It is narrated that a beggar once begged something from some unbelievers who sent him to Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And he was sitting a short distance away. The unbelievers, they did so with the intention of ridiculing Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. When the beggar asked Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to give him something, he recited Salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times and he blew on the beggar's hand. Then ordering the beggar to close his fist and open in front of the unbelievers, he sent it to them. The unbelievers were laughing, expecting nothing to happen. When the beggar opened his fist, it was surprisingly full of gold dinars. Having seen this great saintly miracle, many unbelievers embraced Islam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah, please make it a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know during the month of Ramadan we have made many, many good habits and changed ourselves in many ways. But let's continue in this vein after the month of Ramadan as well. We have learned that Ramadan is the month of mercy, of forgiveness, and freedom from the hellfire. And therefore, we've also been given this blessed opportunity to celebrate Eid al-Fitr immediately after the departure of this blessed month. Celebrating Eid, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of my channel, is mustahab. And so we should celebrate the bounties and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran also persuades us to rejoice over the bounties and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In Surah Yunus, part 11, verse 58, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Say, only Allah's grace and only His mercies, and therefore let them rejoice. So whenever we are blessed with the mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla, we should always show happiness. We should also be happy. In the same way that we show happiness when a child is born, we show happiness when we've finished our exams, we got our driving test, and all of these things. Again, on the day of Eid, we should openly show our happiness as well. And Ramadan is that blessed month in which the divine law was revealed in the form of the Holy Quran for the betterment, reform, and well-being of society. Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us a great bounty in the form of Eid al-Fitr immediately after the month of Ramadan. The blessed Eid has many virtues. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the blessed night of Eid al-Fitr is referred to as Laylatul Jaiza, the night of reward. On the morning of Eid, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends His angels to every city where they stand at the end of every street and call out, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come to the court of the beneficent Allah Azza wa Jalla, who grants His an abundance and forgives even the most severe sin. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says to His servants, O my servants, ask for whatever you want. I swear by my honor and glory, I will grant whatever you ask for about your hereafter in the gathering of the Eid Salah today. And whatever you want regarding the world, I will see your betterment. I will do what is best for you. I swear by my honor, I will conceal your mistakes as long as you abide by my commandments. I swear by my honor, I will not humiliate you with the sinners. So return to your homes forgiven. You are pleased me and I am pleased with you. You know the dua that happens after the Eid Salah. That is a very important dua. And a lot of people, what happens is, before that dua finishes, they think, okay, we can celebrate now, we give Eid Mubarak, I can get out and get to the car, so we can get the car at the car park quick. That dua, at that time, is a very important time of dua. Allah Azza wa Jalla said that you have worked this month. You know, the same way that, you know, you're working in a factory or wherever you're working in an office, and at the end of the money, you get your wage. You get your reward at the end of the month. This is the end of the month. This is the end of the month of Ramadan. This is the time for our reward. And at this time, when you are seeking the reward for the efforts that you put in the month of Ramadan, this is the time to ask. You know, in the same way that you would, you know, you say to your boss, look, pay me a good money because I worked hard this month, I did a bit of extra overtime, pay me a little bit more this month. In the same way, you worked hard this month. So this is the time to seek Allah Azza wa Jalla, to seek that reward. Ya Allah, this month, for the sake of this month, reward me. For the sake of this month, forgive my sins. For the sake of this month, you know, make my hereafter better for me. And make the good du'as. But unfortunately, what happens is, with a lot of us, the du'as that we make are, Ya Allah, grant me a Mercedes. Ya Allah, grant me this. Ya Allah, grant me that. Think about what you really need. And what we really need is not these materialistic things. What we really need is our own betterment. We need the health of our children, the health of our parents. Do dua for them. Do dua for their long life. Do dua for your children. These are the duas that we should be making. And how kind is Allah Azza wa Jalla that He showers His mercy upon us in the whole month of Ramadan. In the whole month of Ramadan, the mercy is showered upon us, and then He grants us happiness of Eid as soon as this blessed month ends. According to a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, on the day of Eid, the angels make announcement of divine bounties. Allah Azza wa Jalla showers His mercy and blessings upon people. He forgives the people that gather for the Eid Salah. Moreover, it is announced that whoever desires goodness in worldly life and in the afterlife should ask for it, and his desires will surely be satisfied. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Wahab radiallahu ta'ala narrated, the shaitan screams and cries on the occasion of Eid every year. Seeing him cry, all the shaitans gather around him and ask him, O Master, why are you so furious and disappointed today? He says, regretfully, Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam today, so make them indulge in satisfying their carnal desires. Shaitan, on this day, because he knows that for the whole month of Ramadan you worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla. He knows that for the whole month of Ramadan you pleased your Creator. For the whole month, and especially on this day where we're going to do the dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you, Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward you. But he knows that this is the day. This is the day where Shaitan will effectively work over time. And we see around us that on this day, unfortunately, many Muslims, the hard work that they put in for 30 days, the amount of ibadah that they put in for 30 days, all of a sudden it goes out the window. So the question we need to ask is, Shaitan going to be successful on us now that the Ramadan is over? The month of Ramadan is gone, Eid is here. Eid is a day of reward, Eid is a day of rejoice. But at the same day, Eid is not a day to forget who you are. Eid is not a day where, okay, you can rejoice, you can be happy on this day. But on Eid, it's still not more for you to, you know, you can miss your 5 daily salahs today. On Eid, you can commit these sins today. On Eid, you can commit them sins today. And what happens is, for 30 days, we've seen that people have been obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla, getting close to the Creator, but then on the day of Eid, it all goes out the window. On the day of Eid, we're committing all sorts of sins. Even on the day of Eid, we say, okay, that, you know, for 30 days, we've not gone to the cinema. We've not gone to see a male film. Yeah, but on the day of Eid, we'll go and watch that film now, the blockbuster at the cinema now, we'll go and watch this film. Is this how we celebrate our Eid? Ask yourself that what you have achieved for 30 days, the hard work that you put in for 30 days, are you going to throw it out the window in 5 minutes? 30 days of hard work, 30 days of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, 30 days of reading the Quran, is it all going to go out the window on the day of Eid? These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Allahu Akbar. The unlawful actions that we have, that we perform on the day of Eid, which is a day of celebration, may turn into a day of warning for the ungrateful people of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sins may well turn the day of Eid into day of Waid, i.e. a day of warning. Eid isn't for the one wearing new clothes. Instead, Eid is for the one fearing the divine retribution. You know, the pious people of the past, that when Eid used to come after the month of Ramadan, for half of the year, they used to do dua. Ya Allah, accept our good deeds in the month of Ramadan. You know, nowadays we think we've got it made. You know, I did the 30 tarawis, didn't I? I read a full Quran, didn't I? I gave my fitrana, didn't I? I spent in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, didn't I? I don't need to do any more now. I can chill for the rest of the year. The pious people of the past, they not only did they not chill for the rest of the year, but they were also concerned of what they did in Ramadan. Ya Allah, accept. How do you know your good deeds have been accepted? How do you know your fast have been accepted? How do you know your tarawih prayers, your Quran reading has been accepted? You don't know this. And so the pious people of the past, they wouldn't just get it done and forget about it. They would say, Ya Allah, please accept this. And what happens is with us is we remember our good deeds. We remember all the Hajj that we've done, all the Umrah that we've done. And we forget our sins. You can ask someone, have you done Hajj? Yes, I did it in 2004. I did it in 2009. What Umrah? I did it in 2010. They'll tell you from 20 years ago what they did. The good deeds they did from 20 years ago, they'll tell you. But ask that same person to tell you the sins that he committed today, he can't remember them. The sins that he committed this week, he can't remember them. He can remember the Hajj in 2004, but he can't remember the sins that he committed this week. And what you need to realize, my dear Islam brothers and viewers and Mother Chan, that your good deeds, you don't know if they've been accepted. That Hajj that you did, the Umrah that you performed, you don't know that it's been accepted or not. But what I can guarantee you is that the sins that you committed, you'll be held accountable for them. So what we need to get into a habit of doing is forgetting our good deeds. Oh, if we do remember our good deeds, do the dua that Ya Allah accept them. But at the same time, ponder over your sins. Ponder over your actions and seek forgiveness from them actions. And on the day of Eid, this is the day that Allah Azza wa Jalla rewards us. But on this day, don't burden yourself with even more sins. This is a day where you've worked for 30 days. Imagine you've an example I can think of off the top of my head, you worked in an office, you worked in a factory, you worked really, really hard for 30 days. And on the day that you're about to get your wage, he gives you your wage. And then as he gives you your wage, you're walking out of the office and you smash the office up. Yeah? You smash the machine up in the factory. You know, obviously, your boss isn't going to be happy. You know, you worked 30 days for me, but at the end of it, you've done this. This is no good, is it? In the same way, for 30 days, you've worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla. But on the 31st day, if you would like to say, or the 30th day as it is this time, that on that 30th day, you go back to your old ways again. For 30 days, you've been seeking tawbah, you've been repenting the court of Allah. For 30 days, you've been pleasing your creator, and then straight after that, you go back to your old ways and commit them sins. Do you then think, after doing that, on this day, on the day of Eid, committing all these sins, will Allah Azza wa Jalla accept your good deeds in the month of Ramadan? Will He forgive you? After all of that, that hard work that you put in, that you've wasted, so effectively, think about it, you could have wasted the month of Ramadan if you go back to your old ways. The month of Ramadan is there to sort ourselves out. If you like, call it an MOT for your car. You know, you have a MOT for your car. You go and get your car checked. It's serviced. All the faults are removed. It's rectified so that it can be safe for the next 12 months. The month of Ramadan in a way is like that. The month of Ramadan is there to sort yourself out, to get those bad habits out of your system, to put those good habits into your system, to sort yourself out so that you're in the right frame of mind. So you continue in that vein for the next 12 months. Not for 30 days, you read your namaz 5 times a day and then you forget for the rest of the year. Not for 30 days you read the Quran every single day, but for the rest of the year put the Quran on the shelf. For 30 days you're spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then for the rest of the year you forget about it. For 30 days you've been coming to the masjid every single day, but then for the rest of the year you forget about it. This is not the way that we should be. You have done your best, you've worked hard in the month of Ramadan, don't waste that. Don't waste that effort that you put in the month of Ramadan. It is stated that no doubt having a bath, wearing new or washed clothes, and applying ithr on either are all sunnahs, whereby we get the purification of our external body. In addition to this external purification and beauty, we should also purify and beautify our souls as well, with the love and the obedience of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the love and the obedience of Allah azza wa jalla, whose love is even more than our parents as well. On the day of Eid, some people came to the house of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to meet him. But the door was closed and the sound of crying was coming from his house. When the door opened, they asked surprisingly, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, today is the day of Eid and everyone is delighted. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? And he replied, O people, this is the day of Eid, I celebration, but it's also the day of Wa'id, I warning. Indeed, this Eid is for the one whose Salah and fast have been accepted. But it is also a day of warning for the one whose Salah and fast have been rejected and thrown into this face. And I am crying because I do not know whether my worship has been accepted or rejected. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mother Channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he was one of those blessed companions that were guaranteed paradise. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam guaranteed him paradise in his name. He's from the Ashra Mubashra. And yet he is concerned on the day of Eid. That were my fast accepted? Was my salah accepted? and he is crying in fear of Allah that maybe his fast, maybe his salah will be thrown back into his face. And he said that, I do not know whether my worship has been accepted or rejected. And then there's us. Yeah, we think we've got it made, don't we? We worked hard in the month of Ramadan. We should also ponder over this. That were your fast accepted? Because fasting is not just a matter of not eating from dawn till dusk. Not drinking from dawn to dusk. Fasting is so much more than that. A lot of us think that fasting is what we just don't. You get up at Sari, eat as much as we can, drink as much as we can. For the rest of the day, we can sleep. We don't have, you don't eat, don't drink, and that's it. But fasting, what about the fasting of the tongue, the fasting of the eyes, the fasting of the ears, the fasting of the body parts? All of these things are fasting as well. You know, during the month of Ramadan, whilst you were fasting, I not eating, were you still swearing? Were you still backbiting? Were you still gossiping? Were you still slandering? Were you still lying? These also are fasts. And the whole month of Ramadan is not just there to have a 30-day diet, if you wish. Yeah, the month of Ramadan is there to sort yourself out for 30 days. For them 30 days, yes, what is normally halal for you, i.e. eating, is now haram for you in that month. But at the same time, during these 30 days, all of those other acts that are haram for you are also still haram for you. You need to refrain from them to purify your fast, to purify your soul. Once on the day of Eid, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu saw his son in an old shirt. Saddened by his son's apparent poor condition, he began to cry. Seeing his father crying, his son said to him, "Dear father, why are you crying?" He replied, "My son, I'm afraid. Your heart will break when the other boys see you in your old clothes today on the occasion of Eid." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listen to what his son said. His son replied, "Dear father, the heart of the one who disobeys Allah and one's parents should break. I am hopeful that Allah will also be pleased with me because you are pleased with me." When Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq listened to it, he embraced his son and prayed for him. How many of us are our parents happy with us? How many of us our parents are happy with us? And there are many people here whose parents have passed away, maybe one or both of them. Ask them how important their parents are. Ask them what they would not do to be able to see their parents one more time, to be able to kiss the hands of their parents, to look at their parents with the eyes of love. You know, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you look at your parents with love, you'll get the reward of one accepted Hajj. And the companion said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happens if we look at our parents more than once in the day?" And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for every time you look at your parents with love, you get the reward of an accepted Hajj. Please your parents. Remember your parents. Respect your parents. And if you are not fortunate enough to have your parents with you, then on this day, remember your parents. Do dua for your parents. If you are fortunate enough that you can go to the graveyard and visit your parents, then go and visit your parents. On this day, pass on good deeds to your parents. Do good deeds for your parents. I remember in 2017 when my father passed away. Obviously, it was a great shock to my system. And obviously, when your parents pass away, you cannot do any khidmat, you cannot look after them in the same way that you've tried to do in the past. It's not as if I was, always looking after my father, whatever little I did, so to speak. But one thing I realized that we are fortunate from the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can do good deeds and pass it on to them. We can do good deeds and pass it on to our loved ones. If you cannot do anything else for your parents, then every day recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times and pass it on to them. Do dua for them. Pass on any good deeds for them. And whenever you do a good deed, whatever good deed you do, even if it's putting 10 pence in the Masjid Chanda box, yeah? Whatever you do, do with the intention that, Ya Allah, also pass this reward on to my deceased loved ones. Your reward will be the same. You'll get the reward. Don't worry, you won't lose out. But the equal reward will also go on to them, just by your intention. So whatever good deed you do, do with the intention that I pass this on to my loved ones. Whatever fast you've done in the month of Ramadan, whatever Quran you've read in the month of Ramadan, make this intention, Ya Allah, pass on these good deeds to my loved ones. And they will reward. These are the gifts that you can give to them. And when you go to the graveyard, if you get the opportunity to go to the graveyard today, do dua for the people in the graves. Do dua for all the people that are in the graves. But another question I want you to ponder over is that when you do go to the graveyard today, ask yourself, other than the loved ones, because obviously if you were had the opportunity to speak to your loved ones, it'd be different. But all the other people that are in the graveyard, if they had the opportunity to speak to you for 1 minute, if they had the opportunity to talk to you for 1 minute, what would they say to you? What advice would them people in the grave do, give you? And if they had the opportunity to come out of the grave for 1 minute, what would they do with that 1 minute? The way that person, if he could come out of the graveyard, what he would do for 1 minute, if he was granted life for one more minute, what he would do with that 1 more minute, we should do all our lives. And ask yourself, for that 1 minute that he came out of the grave, would he commit the sins? Would he be performing sins? No, he would be worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. He would spend his time in zikr, salah, sajda, he would do that. We need to live our lives according to that. The daughter of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu came to him the day before Eid and said to his father, which clothes are we going to wear tomorrow on Eid? The father replied, the same clothes we are wearing right now, wash them and wear them tomorrow again. Obviously, they were young children. No, father, buy new clothes for us, the girls insisted. He said, my dear daughters, Eid is the day when we are supposed to worship and thank Allah, and wearing new clothes isn't necessary. And the daughter said to them that, you're right, my father, but our friends will taunt us saying that you are wearing the old clothes, even though you are the daughters of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So saying this, seeing the girls beginning to cry, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz called and asked the treasurer to give him 1 month's salary in advance. He didn't have any money. He's the Amir al-Mu'mineen, remember this. The Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he didn't have any money to buy any clothes for his daughters. So he called on the treasurer, and he said to the treasurer, can you give me 1 month's salary in advance? Allahu Akbar. But then the treasurer also said to him, are you sure that you will remain alive for 1 more month? Are you sure that you remain alive for 1 more month? I'm giving you 1 month's salary in advance. How do you know you'll be alive for a month? Meaning that you will not have earned that money. And seeing this, he went back and explained to his daughters that be happy with what you are. Think about this mindset that they had. That even the treasurer had this mindset that you're going to wear, are you going to live for another month? We don't know whether we're going to live for another month. We don't know whether we're going to live for another day. And during the month of Ramadan, all Ramadan, I've been saying to people that, look, this could be our last Ramadan. And when I say it could be our last Ramadan, I'm not going to say it's all of our last Ramadan, but it could be. How many people do we know that last year on the day of Eid, we knew them? We may have visited them on the day of Eid. We may have gone to the house and had some sweet on the day of Eid. But this year, they're no longer with us. Next year, when the day of Eid comes, what guarantee have we got that we will be here? There is no guarantees. The Eid that has just gone, maybe that could be our last Ramadan. And we don't realize how lucky we are. We need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Look around you. Look at what's happening in Palestine. You're going to go home to your houses now. Your spouses have made beautiful food for you. But remember your Muslim brothers and sisters around the world that don't have what you have. And always be thankful. Again, people go home and they say to the wife, have you not made this yet? You've not made that yet. Have you not made this dish yet? You've not made that dish yet. Why have you not done this? Why have you not done that? Be thankful for whatever you have got. Even if you've got a glass of water and one day you are so lucky. So lucky to have these things. Be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted you this day. Allah has granted you the ability to come to the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla today. Allah has blessed you with this day. Anything could happen. Just because you're living in Rochdale, it doesn't mean to say that you're safe. If Allah Azza wa Jalla wizard, a volcano could happen here, an earthquake could happen here, anything could happen here. Within the blink of an eye, everything that you've worked for so hard in your life could disappear. I've seen on social media that people were living in 5-star houses last year. This year they're living in a tent. That could happen to us. So always be thankful to Allah. Be thankful to Allah, whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. There is also a great lesson for us in every act of the awliya, the friends of Allah. Ghawseh Pak is a great wali of Allah, but still he expressed fear and humility on the occasion of Eid. He wrote a poem, and the translation of the poem is such that people are saying, tomorrow is Eid. Tomorrow is Eid, and everyone is happy. But the day when I leave this world with my faith will actually be the day of Eid for me. That will be the day of Eid. Eid being a day of celebration. And he said, I will only be able to celebrate my life. My life celebration will be when I leave with iman. You know, people talk about legacy now. What is your legacy? What have you left behind? What is your legacy? My legacy is that I left behind a huge house. My legacy was that I left behind a huge business. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that our legacy should be that we leave this dunya with our iman. That should be our legacy. That should be our aim in life. That should be our goal in life. People talk about bucket list nowadays, that I want to do this before I die. I want to do that before I die. I want to be able to go here before I die. I want to be able to go in that place before I die. I want to buy this car before I die. I want to have this house before I die. Word on that bucket list of things that you want to achieve in this dunya is please my creator. Is it even on the list? Where is it on that bucket list that I want to go and perform the Hajj, I want to go and perform the Umrah, I want to please my Creator? Where on that list is that I want to repent from all the sins that I've committed? These are the important things that we need to be aware of. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Amr Rahmatullah stated, on the night of Eid al-Fitr, one of my neighbors was very poor, came to my home and requested me to give him some money so that he may celebrate Eid happily with his family. He said, I consulted with my wife, and I said to my wife that I've only got 25 dirhams, that's all I've got. And I've saved it to meet the needs of family, of our family on the occasion of Eid. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give us more. If I give this in the way of Allah, Allah will give me more. This again is the mindset of the people of the past. That they had this mindset that if they spend in the way of Allah, they had the iman inside them that Allah will give them more. And his wife was also pious and she said, yes, give it. Give it to them people. So now they give these 25 coins to these people, 25 dirhams to these people. And obviously the people are happy, they had nothing, and now they got 25 dirhams, so they go and celebrate the Eid. Shortly after his departure, another person came and he held my feet. And he told me crying that he was my father's escaped slave. He further said that he had returned because his conscience had pricked him. Offering me the 25 dinars which he had earned, he requested me to accept them. Accepting the dinars, I freed him. And then I said to my wife, look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has given us dinars in exchange for dirhams. Dirhams was something that was made out of silver coins. And he now had a return of gold coins. Those who spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, they never go without. They never go without. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered a person to make an announcement of the whole city of Makkah that Sadqai Fitr is wajib upon us. A final message on the day of Eid is that all of you here, whether you like it or not, you're all ambassadors of Islam. You all represent Islam. And so when a person does something wrong, you know, if Khalid does something wrong, it's not Khalid that's done something wrong, it's a Muslim has done something wrong. You all represent Islam on this day. I remember many years ago, I'm from Bury, I remember many years ago, the police came into the masjid before Eid. And they made an announcement and they said that on the day of Eid, we're going to be doing overtime. And it was so sad to hear that. Meaning that on the day of Eid, we know that you guys are going to be up to no good. So they're going to do overtime. What should really happen is that they should make an announcement on the day of Eid, we're going to have a day off as well. And I pray to Allah that none of us perform any acts that damage the image of Islam. All of you are ambassadors of Islam. If you look at the history of Islam and you look at how people came to Islam, they didn't come to Islam by reading the Quran and comparing it to science. Yes, some of them did. They don't read the Quran and compare it to other books. Yes, some of them did. But the majority of them came to Islam by looking at you. By looking at you, looking at your actions, looking at how you live your life. Look at how you deal with people. Look at how you are with your neighbors. So many people come to Islam as a result of their neighbors. How are we within our neighbors? How are we with our people out there? You don't have to be a preacher as such to preach Islam. You just have to live by Islam to preach Islam. Live your life in such a way that people look at you and think, you know what, this guy's a good person, he's a nice person. You know, what's he all about? And people will come to Islam. Don't live your life in such a way that people look at you and think, you know, no, I don't want to be like him. And unfortunately, we look around in our society today, and what do people think about us? What do people think about Muslims? Do they think good about them? I'm not talking here about the media, I'm talking about one-to-one. Within our communities, within our societies. The image that we have been created now, that we are those people that if you want insurance fraud, we're the people to go to. If you want to buy drugs, we are the people to go to. If you want to find someone that can cheat the system, we are the people that to go to and advise you. That is not a good image that we have created. And that is why we see people that they look at us with distrust. In the past, people used to leave the gold, the silver, the diamonds, even the family, they used to leave them with Muslims and say, you take further and we have nothing to worry about. Now would people do this? Ask yourself. So please remember that each and every one of you is an ambassador of Islam. Live your life in such a way that people look up to you and respect you. And one final message I got for you is that during the month of Ramadan, we all have an attachment to the Quran. But remember this, the Quran is not just a book for the month of Ramadan. The Quran is a book for all our lives. Ameen bi jahin nabi lalee. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla for sending it on me. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah give me and you the ability to think about what I've said, to act upon what I've said, and to pass this message on to others as well. Ameen bi jahin nabi lalee.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.